Weird. This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Darren Astley from Swindon. I'm doing a literature course on the Train for Trade Skills.
This is T4TS Radio, and today we're joined by Darren Astley, and Darren's here right now. Hi, Darren.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing, okay?
I'm good, man. Thanks for asking. Darren, a little bit about yourself first. What's been your career up to date, mate?
Right, I worked for Nationwide Building Society for 21 years. I was IT Service Delivery Manager, looking after the ATM network until last year when I was made redundant. I just turned 40, made redundant, decided, right, I fancy a career change, so I took up the electrician's course. I now work for Capita, again, as IT Service Manager, and that's been made redundant from there as well. So that is the reason I thought, right, let's set out.
Let's get out of IT and into a new
Absolutely,
trade.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not
working. Perfect. And how did you find out about Train for Trade Skills in Durham?
For the internet, really.
Mr. Google.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the one, is it? Okay, you found out about us there, you had a little meeting, got started off, and now the first phase of it, of course, is all your theory work at home.
Absolutely.
And being an IT guy, I guess you were able to run through that like a rocket.
Yeah, that's the side of it. All fell into place. As I said, I've dealt with that sort of thing with work with the ATM network before. So, yeah, so the theory side all falls into place. The practical could be something else, but yes, so far the theory.
Okay. So I guess actually in terms of you being a computer guy beforehand, all the kind of scenarios that were done in the 3D side of it was actually quite helpful for somebody like yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's certainly helped me move along and get my head around what it was suggesting I need to do and taking it for the first steps of the practical side, definitely.
Okay, cool. And so just out of interest, have you sort of always had a little leaning towards electrics then? Is that mean something there?
Yeah, I've always had a little play at home. Obviously, unofficially, but yeah, I always had a little play and got involved with stuff at home, but... Yeah, this is obviously now the next step.
And one other honesty question here, Chris, because I know what I'm going to ask. That's what's making me laugh. When you do the work at home, you then go into the theory and onto the practical. Have you kind of thought to yourself, darn it, I should have done it a different way?
Definitely.
I'm going to push you into the practical side now. What bit have you enjoyed most so far?
It's actually getting hands-on. We've just completed the first day of the course, and it's actually getting hands-on and putting some of that theory into practice now.
All right. And when you've done all of this and qualified and the whole thing's come together for you, Darren, what would be your end game? What's the ultimate objective?
The end game is to finally work for myself, so I can ensure that I've got a career going forward. I've got some friends that are sparky, so I can go and work for them for a while, but certainly the end game is to become self-employed off the back of some of the redundancy money that I've managed to accumulate.
Okay, and just because I know this is a horrible subject, but it is happening now as the economy is in the trouble that it's in. Lots of people get made redundant, some of them slightly more mature than others, shall we say.
Yeah.
what advice would you give to somebody who's got to that point? They know redundancy's coming. You've been there. What drove you to change careers?
It is so that you... I guess it's to be in charge of your own destiny. So I was very much a company man for 21 years, and then just out of the blue... that was taken away from me. I'd been there since I was virtually left college. I didn't know anything else. So, it's. I would say to anyone, do it. Get out there. Make a change.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.